This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Next week, we'll get a trove of new economic data, with multiple reports coming out full of clues on everything from where inflation and consumer morale are headed to how the job market is holding up. Marketplace's Savannah Marr asked some analysts and economists about what they'll be looking for in all that data.
The last Tuesday of the month means we'll get a measure of consumer confidence. The Conference Board won't just tell us about consumers' current mood, but also their economic outlook and whether they're planning to make big purchases in the coming months. Recently, that monthly data has revealed some pessimism.
If those numbers fall further, it suggests that retailers may not have the happiest of holidays.
Says David Garfield, Global Head of Industries for Alex Partners.
And that consumer confidence remains suppressed with fears of inflation.
Which we'll get a measure of from the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation snapshot out Thursday. Jennifer Lee, a senior economist with BMO Capital Markets, will be poring over that data.
Looking at particularly wages and salaries.
Whether they can support continued spending amid inflation and whether consumer spending patterns are shifting.
I always look at those discretionary items. You know, are people still going out for lunch or dinner, going out for a drink after work with colleagues, for example? If consumers were truly, truly worried, that would be one of the first areas that they will cut back on.
We'll also get some data from the Labor Department, starting with the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey. Elise Gould with the Economic Policy Institute is interested in the turnover part.
And the kind of churn that we've been seeing in the labor market as people have quit their jobs in search of better ones.
And whether layoffs are extending beyond the tech sector. On Friday, Gould says the November jobs report will tell us whether the Fed's rate hikes are having a cooling effect on the job market.
I do want to look at what is happening for different demographic groups.
Like Black and Native American workers, who tend to fare worse during economic slowdowns. Even with all that data getting released, David Garfield with Alex Partners has his eye on another indicator.
The real monster under the bed is the rail strike.
He says whether it comes to pass could tell us a lot more about where the economy is headed. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.